So, not to sound ungrateful, but...
That's almost as bad as, we need to talk.
Okay, true, but not to sound ungrateful.
Uh-huh.
But do you know the part that sucks about going on a cruise?
No, I have no idea why your life is so hard.
Because you have to go swimsuit shopping.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's sucks.
Welcome to episode 9. I'm Gina.
I'm Dawn, and I kind of wonder how you can keep track of all of our episode numbers, because I've already lost track.
I don't know. It's one of those things. I'm bad with numbers, but I guess it's because I'm a procrastinator, and I write my posts at the last minute, and so I know that I wrote it, like, 2 days ago, so I know that
so
was
it's still
eight.
In your head that we yeah. just did 8?
Yeah, we just
did. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, well... Hi, I'm Dawn. How are you guys today? I have lost my mind.
That's okay. I never know what date it is. Like, I'll say, today is February 5th. And somebody will be like, girl, it is the 12th.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I'm like, what's today? And they're like, Tuesday. I'm like, are you sure? It's not Thursday. I feel like it should be Thursday. They're like, it's Tuesday, Dawn. Like, all right. I'll trust you. So... explain to me why you hate swimsuit shopping with your child. Because for my little 8-year-old child, super easy. I pick it out, make sure it's not pink, she's happy.
Well, first of all, I have adult children.
That's true.
Well, adult, she's 18.
You have opinionated grown children.
I do have opinionated grown children who are disproportionate. My poor Hannah, she has like an F cup, literally. Mm-hmm. But then she's pretty small on the bottom.
She's like an upside down triangle.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Like, little bitty man. Woof.
Yeah.
And it's difficult for her to find a swimsuit. And so this weekend, we went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
We were there, like, right after they opened. Like, I got a primo spot right up front.
Where'd y'all go shopping at?
Cool Springs in Nashville. Technically, I think it's Franklin. I digress. We went to Nashville, and we went to Cool Springs because they have a Torrid, and we love Torrid because Plus Girls and Torrid like
get along well together,
very well.
Yeah,
and so especially girls with big boobs, like Torrid gets us. They really get us.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, must be nice. So we go to Torrid, and it's the first place we go into. We knew where we were going. She tried on a bunch of swimsuits, and she was so frustrated. This happens all the time. Like, around, she's not very big, but then she has, like, really large
chest.
Cup size, right?
Yeah.
So she gets the cups to fit the what is it called, around the band doesn't fit. And so I was like, okay, there's a big ol' mall here. Like, you know, of course, we're swimsuit shopping in February, so that doesn't help situation. But, you know, we trips all over the rest of the mall. We go to Macy's. We go to JCPenney's. We go to Dillard's. We go to Belk's. We basically go every place else, and it's a two-story mall if you've never been. It's a pretty good-sized mall. And... finally, we decide to try to go to Lane Bryant, which is not in the mall. But we've been every place else in the mall that sells. It might
swimsuits
even have.
In February.
Yeah. Like, first of all, nobody had swimsuits in February except for Torrid and JCPenney. That was it. Nobody else had swimsuits.
Really?
And so we decide, okay, let's go to Lane Bryant. Because
or as my oldest friend from, we've been friends since third grade, Amanda, she calls it Lane Giant.
Yeah, pretty much. So we go there. They don't have any swimsuits either. So we go to drown our sorrows in you know, tacos. And I have a margarita. She does not. She's not old enough for a margarita. But we go to Chewy's and we have some lunch. And she's like, if I buy the one, because we were looking online, couldn't really find anything online she liked. So she was like, if we go back to Torrid and we buy the one that the cup fits but the band doesn't, can you alter it? And I'm like, yeah, sugar, I can totally alter it. Like,
yeah,
I'm pretty good with a sewing machine. Like,
yeah.
Or needle and thread, whatever. I can alter it. I digress. So we go, and instead of just trying on the one that she fell in love with earlier that day, because, I mean, this was like... we got there at 10, and we were eating tacos by 4. Like, we've been shopping all day.
Yeah.
And so, we go back, and literally she just goes through and she pulls everything off that's in her size. And she found this really cute one that was, it was white, black, and lacy. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like, it's hard to explain, but, you know, those crop tops where they just kind of, like, skim over your chest and are, like, flowy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
But oh, that's cool.
It's bikini top, which I thought was seriously cute. And she found some bottoms that matched it. So she found a swimsuit. But
no alterations needed?
No alterations needed. It was a miracle.
That like, deserves a margarita all on its own.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But we come out of the sales room, and if you've never been to Torrid, they're not cheap. No. They're so not cheap. I had found one that morning that I really liked, but the sales lady would come out, and she's like, okay, and, you know, I had mine in my hand that I had found earlier that day, and she said, oh, and you found one too, and I said, no, I found one this morning, but there's no way, and we'd bought stuff that morning,
mm-hmm.
but there was no way I was going to buy a swimsuit if she couldn't find a swimsuit that fit her.
Yeah.
Because I was not going to, because swimsuit shopping is frustrating enough as it is.
Period. Yeah, for anybody.
But for her to have to walk away with no swimsuit and me have one, like, yeah. that's like a double slap in the face. So I just refused to buy a swimsuit. But then when she found one, I went ahead and got mine.
Yeah.
And the sales lady
You're
was
such
like,
a good mom like that.
She's like, so are they separate? And I'm like, she is 18. No, they're not separate. You really think she's going to buy her own? You know, Mm-mm. expensive swimsuit. Yeah. So, that's what I did Saturday. Yeah.
So, you got to hang out with your kid.
I did. We got to hang out all day. It was so great.
That's
it was
cool.
so great. We had so much fun.
That's not what I did on Saturday.
No?
No. I sat on my couch all day Saturday. Mm. That was nice.
Yeah.
I worked on from my couch.
Oh.
It's a good desk. My okay. lap and my
your
couch. Lap. Yeah, that
yeah,
was good.
Your lap and your couch.
Yeah, that's what I did on Saturday. I haven't had a swimsuit shopping experience in quite a few years. Because the one I have, well, it's been a couple years. The one I have works, so I choose not to buy.
You bought one last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Maybe I just want to black it out.
Because I remember you saying,
I finally got one.
I got a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Dawn, I have a pool. You really need a swimsuit, my love.
Yeah. I don't plan on buying another one. I don't like swimsuit shopping. And I like me some shopping. I can shop. It's fun. I don't like spending money, but I sure do love to get things.
Yeah, I don't like to shop, really. I'm a go big or go home kind of girl, though.
No. You are not even lying. No, not even a lie. Why don't you tell a story to the class about go big or go home, little Miss Margarita lady?
Well, I had to, besides the swimsuit saga, I had to, like, we were so frustrated shopping for a swimsuit. Finally, Hannah was like, can we go somewhere that doesn't sell clothes? And I was like, there's a Pottery Barn. And so we go to Pottery Barn, and I'm walking around the store. I love looking at Pottery Barn. Like, mm-hmm. A lot of my stuff came from there. I mean, it's one of my favorite places. And so I found these towels, mm-hmm. and I fell in love with these towels. And I ended up buying some. And she, see, okay. I'll buy for my kids, you know.
Yeah.
I'll take her to the makeup store. I bought her some makeup. Take her and buy her some clothes. I'll, you know, whatever. I don't care. I don't spoil them very often, but I do like to occasionally.
Yeah.
But then for me, and I consider towels for me, honestly.
and spoiling.
And spoiling. But for me, like, I don't know why. I don't know what it is about me. It makes me feel very, like, bratty, but so I get to Pottery Barn and I fall in love with these towels, and I cannot believe it. They were on sale though. Does that count?
It depends on what the total was, or what they were each.
They were before the 20% off. They were like $55 a towel.
Are you? Holy crap, woman!
They are the best towels I've ever had in my life.
Oh my god. So, I would have had a mini heart attack because I'm just cheap. I'd be like, that's adorable. I want them for four each. Because I'm just cheap. So, oh my god. But you know what? Like, it's...
My philosophy is like, the closer to your body, the more you should pay. And towels are on your naked body.
That is a good philosophy. I want those... What are those towels I showed you that one time?
The Turkish towels.
Yes, those Turkish bath towels.
They're beautiful.
And they're... I mean, they're like 20, 30 bucks a pop. Like, yeah. But they're gorgeous. And they when are. I do, like, spend and buy a full set of all of those, I will also expect to never buy a towel again for the rest of my life.
Well, you know, they won't last forever. I mean, the last
in
that
my,
I had...
In my mind, they will.
Maybe in your mind. The last set I had, I bought like 6 years ago, and I think I paid like $25 a towel for those. And, you know, I don't buy a ton of towels. It's not like I buy 15 towels.
Yeah.
I bought six towels.
Yeah.
Like, there's two of us that live here. Six is more than enough. So, I bought six towels, and they'll last just quite a while. So.
Still $300 on towels.
They're on sale. They were on sale. It wasn't $300.
I love clients like you. They're like, it was on sale. I bought 40.
But I don't shop all the time. That's the thing.
Like, yeah, that's true. You don't.
You know, I'll buy $55 towels and then I'll buy $4 pillow covers.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all about perspective.
It's the high and the low. Yeah. Mix and match. Yeah.
But then I had a margarita at lunch to like kind of like console my buyer's remorse because I'm like, I can't believe I just spent. I think it averaged to like $49, or no, 47, I don't know, 40-something dollars a towel.
A lot of dollars a towel.
A lot of dollars a towel.
You could dry yourself off with your dollars, like tape them all together and just, the closer to your body, the better quality it should be, you know.
Well, at least I went shopping and then I had a margarita and not the other way around.
Yeah, that's good. Never drink first and then shop. And especially if you want to be on a budget. Like, those don't go together very well. Because I've done that. And then got home and been like, does anybody know why I bought this? And they're like, three margaritas at lunch. I was like, And do I have a receipt? I need to go back and return this.
I'm a very go big or go home kind of girl.
You are. I love that about you. I'm still cheap and still want to, like, I want, there are tons of things that I want. It's mostly for my house. And then, like, there's some clothing stuff that I'll see every once in a while and I'll be like, ooh. But I have a bad habit of, one, being really cheap, but two, having really expensive taste. And so I'll see, like, a dress that I want and I'm like, oh my God, it's gorgeous. I want that dress. And that dress will be like $732 for a summer dress. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. I won't spend huge money.
It's a gorgeous dress. That's not happening.
I mean, I'll spend a little more on jeans, but I feel like, you know, jeans and shoes. Those are the two things that I'll buy quality. But then, like, the shirt I'm wearing was like 10 bucks at Marshall's. I have my bargain shopper tendencies. It's not like everything I buy is $50 bath towels, but...
Just this time. That's one time.
I mean, I do. I think maybe it's because, you know, you got to pick your battles, and there's some things that I just... It's like, I won't buy cheap toilet paper.
Me neither, I won't. I get what you're saying, because I'm the same way. Like, I get a little snobby when it comes to organizing stuff, especially for my kitchen.
And I don't care. I'll use a cardboard box.
Like food storage containers, I'm a complete snob on. I will save money if I need to buy the OXO brand, because they're the best brand. They steal the stuff, and they're pretty, and they don't fall apart. And the, like, off-brand ones don't last as long. So you end up spending the money anyways, because you have to replace them. So I'd rather just, like, set aside some money and then go buy my OXO cereal containers and be a happy girl and do stupid happy dances in my kitchen, because I'm that nerd.
See, I'm going to go to IKEA to buy all that stuff.
I'm not. Yeah. I'll see them at IKEA, and I'm like, that's nice. It's not the nice one I want.
Yeah.
Like, see? I'll get bougie on some OXL in a heartbeat. Okay, so riddle me this, Gina.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question, and you're on the hot seat. You have to answer honestly.
Oh, my greedy. All right.
What is the most extravagantly buyer's remorse-filled item you've ever purchased after drinking?
After drinking? I don't know if it's really buyer's remorse, because I don't really have buyer's remorse about it, but this one time.
Let me turn the mic so everybody can hear you. Because this is a good story.
Oh, so, okay, so we had to go to Nashville to get birth certificates, because we're going on a cruise. Mm-hmm. I don't have a passport, but you can do it with a birth certificate, right?
Yeah.
So, if that's not bratty sounding enough, I had to have a birth
first world problem
to go on a cruise. We were in Nashville and we went to Chewy's again.
Such a good restaurant.
Every time I'm in that area,
they're like jalapeno avocado we whatever dip.
The jalapeno ranch dip.
Oh, yes.
There's some in my fridge.
I'm going to steal it.
So anyway, we went to Chewy's because we always do, and they have amazing blood orange margaritas that just they're to die for. And I usually only have one, but I wasn't driving that day. And so I had three. and we'd kind of been, like, I've been starting to have a few car troubles. And so I was like, I'm a pay cash kind of girl. Like, this is just who I am. It's who I've been a long time. Mm-hmm. And so I was, you know, into my third margarita now. And I'm like, I wonder how much it costs. Like, how much money am I going to have saved up to buy a new BMW instead of buying a used car? Like, because I have had a BMW, like the car that was, you know, getting messing on up there. Yeah, I wanted a new one, and he said, I don't know. And I said, well, where's the closest dealership? And he said, and he looked it up, and it was like 3 miles away. And I was like, okay, we could go and look, but don't let me buy a car. Like, I don't want to buy a car.
Famous last words.
I just want to go look. Like, I just want to go see, like, if I want another one like I have, if, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Just so want to browse.
I just want to browse.
Yeah.
And then the sales guy comes out.
And like a hawk.
No, he was actually super nice and laid back, not a hawk at all. He was like, do y'all want to drive something? Like, and I was like, dude, I just had three margaritas. You don't want me driving any of these cars.
That is a good way to, like, fend off a car salesman. He'd just go in there drunk and be like, you're not driving nothing.
Yeah, so we, I was like, you know, yeah, this one's really pretty, but you can drive me around. Like, if I'll ride, you can drive. And he was like, okay. So we take a drive, and I was like, I kind of like it, but I don't know. And it was a little bitty, like, two-seater sports car. And, dude, I'm getting too old for all that crap. So so then my husband stayed at the lot while I was there. And he said, hey, did you see this little, it's an X1, which is like this tiniest SUV they have. And I was like, I really like that. And he said, oh, we have a white one inside. And it was cold that day. And I was like, inside heat? Yes.
Let's go there.
So we go and we look at it, and it has like a tan interior and it's white. And I'm like, not about a white car. But they brought one that was up that was black, and it had a charcoal interior. It's really pretty. And so by that time I was sober enough, and I was like, okay, I'll drive. And we start talking about it, and he was like, you know, and do you think you want to buy a car today? And I was like, yeah, okay.
You're like, yes.
So I'm a go big or go home kind of girl. I don't regret it. I loved my car, but
you regretted it for about 5 hot seconds the next morning. You were like, I'm serious. I have buyer's remorse. Like, I shouldn't have done that.
What did I do?
I have a car payment. I've never had car payments.
Yeah, I did. I took out a loan, which I've never done. Like, I've paid cash for everything forever.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't do debt typically. So, and that was interesting to try to say, I don't have credit, but I don't have bad credit. I just didn't have any credit at all.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I think no credit's actually not as bad for you as bad credit.
Oh, that may be true. I don't know. It was interesting to me. They'd give me a loan, but I was, you know, I didn't need a margarita to, like, calm me down after the purchase.
Right. It was funny, though, because that day you were talking about y'all were going and running errands and doing stuff, and then I get a message out of nowhere, and you're like, I bought a car! I was like, what? We were at Mexican food, I had margaritas, and then I bought a BMW! Here's a picture of it. And I was just like, oh, holy crap, I love you so much.
It wasn't that just I bought a car, it was that I bought a brand new car. Yeah. Everybody that I knew, they were like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, is are you dying? Wrong?
Yeah. Why are you spending that? My God, you don't ever do that.
Yeah. That's typically not me, but.
But you know what? Like, that's a good. Everybody needs one of the. I had a spending money and drinking some margaritas. I knew a guy once when I was in the Navy. And he had gone out one night. This isn't really having much to do with shopping, but he did spend a lot of money. he had gone out one night, and it was like payday weekend. And then he woke up. Mind you, we were stationed in Italy. Mm-hmm. He woke up in some house in some country. He didn't know where he was. Turns out he was in Sweden.
Oh, and my gosh. Like,
yeah.
That's a minute apart, right?
Right, yeah. And then was trying to get, like, back to Italy because... You know, you can't just leave, you know, and all his bank account was completely empty. Apparently, he felt it in his drunken stupor that it was an immensely wise decision to open a Swiss bank account. So he took every dollar out of his normal bank account and opened a Swiss bank account. He still had no clue whose house he was sleeping. It was some random family that let him crash on their couch. I don't know.
So he was balling, huh? With his Swiss, bank,
Swiss
account.
Bank account. Yeah. So he made it back. But sometimes you make not smart decisions when you're drinking and shopping or drinking and doing stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't heard a story yet that tops my. I was drunk and then I got a Swiss bank account.
That's even better than the BMW story.
You stayed in the same country, so.
Yeah, I did. I stayed in the same state.
Exactly.
Well, I guess that's it for this week. Now that I've laughed so hard, my stomach hurts.
I need a margarita.
Oh, and then we can go shopping.
It was payday this weekend.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.